and you spend some of your best days incarcerated with the scum of the earth. Amen. Oh, yes. Praise God. Amen. You won't listen to nobody. Mama tells you not to go that girl. Amen. Daddy tells you to keep better company. Amen. But you won't listen to nobody. Amen. But you will listen when those low-class women tell where you keep your gun under your truck seat. And they tell where you keep your drugs hid in your vehicle. Amen. You'll listen then. You'll listen when old dad has to put up the money for bail. Amen. Has to spend his hard-earned money for lawyers. Amen. And lawyers' fee. Amen. Oh, yes. It happened to a near relative of mine. I know what. Amen. I heard that daddy say to me, he keeps the lowest class company of women in the world. And he said, they told the law where his gun was. They told the law, amen, where his drugs were. What's it going to take to get us to listen? I mean, many have blown it big time. Amen. I'll tell you what. There's something. You go so far that you'll never get back. Oh, you can be saved. You can be forgiven. Amen. But there'll be a scar. Amen. He that committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. Amen. And his reproach shall never be wiped away. You can be forgiven of adultery and fornication, but there's a reproach that dogs your heels your whole life long. Amen. I'll tell you something, girls. Amen. It pays to keep your virtue. I'll tell you something, guys. It pays to save yourself for the one that you're going to spend your life with. Amen. That's God's plan. That's God's divine example. Amen. And if you wouldn't be happier that way, God wouldn't have said it. Amen. You go ahead. You cross over the line. Amen. You muddy up somebody's good name. Muddy up your own good name. Amen. God will save you, and he'll save the child that was born. But there'll be a bitter old ugly scar on your life. I'll tell you, it's better not to cross some bridges. It's better not to cross some lines. Amen. Glory to God. 1 Peter 3:7 makes it clear that husbands and wives are heirs together of life. Heirs together. Amen. They have a fortune, a future that they can have together. If they'll stay together. Amen. But I'll tell you what divorce is tonight. It is a flirtation with abject poverty. I'll tell you what illicit premarital sex is. It is an invitation, amen, to abject poverty. Amen. The only one that gets away, and it looks like he got away, is the guy that leaves the girl with the baby. Amen. And he goes scot-free, but there's something he don't get back neither. Amen. Praise God. Husbands and wives today are becoming victims of this fast, godless, wicked age. Divorce is rampant. Amen. It is something that we have watched I read the statistics over and over again through the years of the outside world, but I never dreamed I'd see the day when it would invade the ranks of holiness like it has. Amen. One girl brought so many husbands into my church, I didn't know who she's going to drag in next. Amen. And she never did find happiness. Amen. I don't know where she's at tonight, like I don't know where a lot of others are tonight. But I want to tell you something. Husbands and wives, Amen. If you want the blessing and you want the approval of God upon your life, stay together. Amen. Well, we're not compatible. Who is? There's times when nobody's compatible. What's that got to do with it? Amen. You make those sacred vows and sign on the dotted line, you're married, honey. Amen. You got a house full of youngins, you're married, honey. Amen. Whether you're compatible, amen, or not, you're married. Praise God. Amen. You made those sacred vows before God and these witnesses, for better or for worse. I didn't know it could get this worse, so. Amen. So what? You're still married. Devil's playing a dirty trick on you, thinking that you got a worse deal than anybody in the world. Amen. Bless your heart. If you'll weather that storm and come through it, amen, God can give you a message that'll be the envy of the community. A blessing to citizenry. Praise God. A blessing, praise God, to the church. Hallelujah. Stay together. You're heirs together. Amen. You split up and start over, you're going to lose something that you'll never get back. God's got something He wants to give both of you. Amen. You split up, neither one of you will get it. Amen. You're going to miss your inheritance. Oh, you may build a new life. You may go to another place. You may go where no one knows you and be welcome in some church and be blessed to a degree. But I remind you, you had to start over. You had to build brand new. Amen. Praise God. You better keep what you got. Huh? Praise God. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. Don't listen to old Slewfoot. Glory to God. Stay together. Amen. Hallelujah. Be examples. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. You can have a holiness heritage, husbands. Amen, wives. You can have a holiness heritage. Amen, husbands and wives. You can have power with God in prayer. You can have power with God and influence in the community. You can be example to your children. You solve your problems with divorce and remarriage, there's going to be somebody else look at you and say, well, they did it. I can solve my problems with divorce and remarriage. Amen. I tell you, there's some folks here tonight that can bear witness that you marry a bunch of problems in divorce and remarriage. Amen. Just ask them. Amen. Praise God. I mean, troubles by the dozens and troubles by the... You can be an influence. You can be an example. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. 1 Peter 3:8-13. Hallelujah. Let's read just a little bit more in that chapter. A final word. Be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren. Be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit, that ye should inherit, that ye should inherit, that ye should inherit, that ye should inherit a blessing. I had a right to get a divorce. Maybe you did, but is that the answer? Does that solve the problems? Amen. I had a right to get a divorce, a Bible right. Maybe you did. My mom and dad did too. Amen. But they didn't. I'm glad. My dying day, amen, that I didn't have to visit mom one place and dad another. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad they stayed together. Hallelujah. Ah, a final admonition to church members, to people that have got to live together and face each other every day in church. Glory to God. A final admonition. He said, be ye all. Amen. of one mind.
Hallelujah.
That's in your Bible, too. I don't know, for some reason it's awful quiet. Amen, but it said, be ye all of one mind. Huh? What did Pentecost come to? People that were of one mind and one accord. Amen. What did the great revival of Acts chapter 2, 3, and 4 come to? Amen. Said the multitude of them were together and had all things common. Amen. One mind, one accord, praise God. Taking care of each other. Looking out for each other. Nowadays it's dog eat dog. Survival of the fittest. And amen. That old spirit has jumped over into the area of the church even. Amen. God help us. Praise God. Amen. How do we be all of one mind? We don't render evil for evil. We let it pass. If we'll just let it pass, it's a matter of principle with me. So what? You can't eat principle. You can't live on principle. Amen. Principle, praise God, won't keep the church from splitting. Bless God. But if you let it pass, I will. Amen. People fly up because they think they've discovered some awful evil in church. Fly up, amen, and go off to another church that's 10 times worse than the one they left. 10 times more scandal in it than the one they left. Oh, I mean, just be so happy. Amen. Stay together. Praise God. Amen. And reap your fortunes together. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. You can be a blessing. Be of one mind. Having compassion, he said, one another. Love as brethren. Amen. Be courteous. You know that's in the Bible. That's one of the 1,050 commands in the New Testament. Aren't you glad we traded 3,000 laws and ordinances and bondage of the Old Testament for 1,050 commands that helps us to stay together? Helps us to help one another? Amen. Glory to God. He said, have compassion one another. Be pitiful, full of pity. Be courteous, praise God. Not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. Amen. That's the way to stay together as husband and wife. Young couple got married and they decided, well, amen, the way they'd solve their problems, disagreement, when she was out of sorts, she'd have her apron on backwards and he'd know not to cross her. Amen. And if he was out of sorts, things go bad to him, he'd come home with his hat on backwards. Amen. And she had known not to cross him. And they did just fine until one day he came home with his hat on backwards and she had her apron on backwards. And they went to it. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. What do you do? Let it pass. Glory to God. Amen. Brother McQueen said, amen, sometimes, amen, in order to help things around the house, he went off way down beside the clear to the end of the field. Amen. Amen. Sometimes that might be a good thing to do. Amen. Glory to God. Might be glad to see you when you get back. Praise God. Amen. You can be a blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. Knowing your blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Not rendering evil for evil, railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. Amen. Don't you realize that if you just hold on, don't you realize that if you'll just stay with God? Don't you realize if you'll just stay with the church and be faithful to God, your blessing will come? Don't you realize that the devil knows it? Don't you realize that the devil, sees what a great blessing and a great future you can have, and he'll do everything in the world to get you out of pocket when your blessing comes. Amen. Hallelujah. It could be in your mailbox, but you're AWOL. Amen. You've not looked in your mailbox lately. Why? Because you're gone. You've not checked your spiritual email lately. God's got a message for you. Why haven't you? Because you're out of pocket. Out of church. Away from God. Amen. Don't throw it away. There's multitudes that had such a beautiful chance, such a marvelous opportunity. Preachers and preachers' wives, and they just threw it away. Amen. Amen. I know what it is to be dumb. I've been dumb myself. I know what it is to do dumb things. I've pulled a few. Amen. But bless your heart, I beat a path. I got Juniorville shirt collar. Get on in there. Get on in there. Get on in there. Get down there. Get in that altar. I don't feel like that. Pray anyway. Praise God. Oh, no, it ain't doing good to pray if you don't feel like it. Pray till you do feel like it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You're going to miss a blessing. You're going to miss a glorious future. Amen. And your children are going to cry. Your children are going to sigh. Amen. And a whole family is going to start down the trail of tears and broken hearts. What a terrible road paved with tears and broken hearts. Amen. Keep what you got. Keep your birthright. You've been born of God. Amen. You're somebody. You got a chance. Amen. Hey, you can give your children a chance. Amen. Because my life's in a thousand tangles. What am I going to do? Amen. Stay with God where God found you. Abide in the calling wherein you're called. Amen. If you had five husbands like that woman at the well, amen, and the man you're living with now is not your husband, amen. Glory to God, get in tune with heaven and abide in the calling where he calls you. Amen. Is faithful to church all through the years. Amen. Brother Cook said, I didn't save you, and I'm not going to tell you to split up. Amen. You know what the Bible says? Bible says, abide in the calling wherein you're called. Praise God. Where God called you, stay there. Praise God. Stay with God. Make a brand new start. Amen. Go on with God. You can amount to something. Amen. Glory to God. If John Newton can write Amazing Grace, you can write Amazing Grace. Hallelujah. Sister Bonnie sings a song, My Life Story. Started once upon a hill. What was my life story? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. You don't need to be a deacon to do something for God. We need a whole lot of Indians. We've got too many chiefs and not enough Indians now. Amen. We need a whole lot of people working. Praise God. And a whole lot of people can do something for God. You may not be able to preach or be a pastor, amen, like you'd like to, but you can serve God. Amen. Go on with God. Amen. My God, get a hold of something and stick with it. Amen. Get a hold of a fire and keep it. Get a hold of reality of God and go on with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Claim the blessing of God. Don't miss it for nothing. Don't throw it away! Amen. Let's stand and let's sing tonight. Before we sing, we'll pray, Father. We pray, Lord God, that lives will be blessed and changed by this message. Amen. People will be transformed by the power of God in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I pray for the glory of Christ to the praise of the Son of God. Amen. In Jesus' name. This altar's open and everybody'd like to pray. You're welcome. Amen. Pray till the morning sun rises if you feel like it. Cry out to God. Call on the Lord. Let God's best and God's blessing be the wake of your future. Amen. Come on. Come on. Amen.